Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
115.
Officially sponsored by
Brims and Tons Clothing.
Get the latest and greatest in hats, shirts, and shoe accessories. Only at brimsandtongues.com. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast. We're here live at 33rd Realm, the address of which is known by many as 25567810, one half avenue.
Are you just saying numbers?
Maybe. In North St. Paul. I'm your host, Rob Small, and with me is Johnny Question Mark here.
Hello, world.
How are you? I've got a really tight, like, headphone cable here.
Yeah.
You see this right here?
Yeah,
there's
I'm
not much slack.
Myself, no. So I'm like,
you're snagging?
We can.
We good, man. We
I'll help you, but Rob, you're on your own.
Fuck you, Rob. Welcome to the Fuck You, Rob podcast. DJ Snuggles, our guest.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Wow, up, shit.
He
DJ Snuggles
just whips it out, man.
Hey, hey. Yeah. Let's get it, man.
DJ, beatboxer. What else do you do?
Produce. Hype man, the whole nine.
You do. You're killing it with your image too.
Oh man, I appreciate.
Looking
that.
Good, man. Looking good.
Thank you.
Star of stage and screen.
Yeah, when people listen to the podcast, they usually like to know whether the guest looks good.
Okay.
So I like to say yes.
It's birthday weekend, so I got to make sure it's right, man. It's my golden birthday tomorrow, so.
Damn.
Yeah, man. It should be tight.
So if I figured out the date tomorrow, we would know.
Yaper.
27.
February 27th.
Well, happy birthday tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
DJ Snuggles' birthday tomorrow. Hey.
Bang, bang. Thank you.
Well, let's kind of what happened this week. Today, actually, this is kind of a big deal. Net neutrality. We don't normally talk about this kind of political shit.
Yeah.
You know? Snuggles, do you follow, like, net neutrality? You know what that is?
Nah, no. You got to put me up on game, man. I ain't even going to
front. This is something that a lot of people should have been involved with because net neutrality, it would affect anybody with the internet.
Okay. Right.
You know what I mean? This is basically, in a nutshell, rich getting richer, poor staying where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because basically people with money wanted to be able to control who got faster internet and who didn't.
Who has access to what? Yeah.
Oh, that's
like, let's say
being able to speed up certain people if they pay more, they have essentially they want to. The ability to create a fast lane and a slow lane for the internet.
Was that the shit? Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, my bad.
No, and that's essentially what it was. And today the FCC ruled that was not going to be allowed, and that they were going to view the internet as a public utility, like a phone system, essentially, like
which might not be a good thing. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know that either option was super great, but. If I was going to trust someone, I mean, and not that I'm super excited about trusting it to the government, I'd rather trust it to the government than to Comcast.
Right?
Yeah, you know? So that is the shit.
Although that's a thin line right there.
Yeah, and that was, you know, it's tough, but I think they made the right decision.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a good thing.
Yes.
But it's nothing's for sure yet, but... Let's just hope that
it's very exciting. And if anyone wants to learn more about it, John Oliver did a really good bit on his show.
Who's John Oliver?
Comedian, television host, former Daily Show correspondent, now host of Last Week Tonight on HBO. And he does a really good. I think it's like, you know, 8 minutes or 10 minutes or something. It's absolutely worth your time to go.
Watch his video.
It's on YouTube.
Explaining net neutrality.
Yeah, explaining you know how important it is and you know why it matters and what you can do about it or what you could do about it before the vote. But.
Let me give you a good example of public. What is it called? Public utility. Making it a public utility.
Yes.
I have family who live in Monticello,
mm-hmm.
which is like if you're driving to Fargo, which I don't know why you would, but let's say you're driving to Fargo, you pass Monticello. Monticello has the city owns their own cable and internet, and they have fiber to the home, which is nice. Pretty fucking fast.
Wicked fast, I bet,
wicked
right?
fast. Nice. Yeah, and in that case, it's really nice because mm-hmm. we don't have that stuff out here.
No.
Yeah. Not for us city folk.
What the fiber internet?
Fiber, yeah, it is. US it's out
side,
there.
Yeah, USI, they have it. Like, I tried to get the damn shit, but.
You have to live in a certain area.
Yeah,
right
like
now.
The signal. My signal was all bad. Like, yeah. It was definitely dumpster.
But it is, like, somewhere in Minneapolis they mm-hmm. got it rolling yeah. out
and,
there.
And Google's been rolling out their fiber internet across the country, so yeah. sort of market by market, yep. I think.
Hmm. I want Google in my house. That's what I want. More
well, you
Google.
Know, like, as if Google, I mean, it's like, oh, people are worried Google's going to know more about you. Google knows everything about you
yeah. already.
Already.
Right.
So already. I wouldn't worry about it.
You can go to Google Maps and look at your house yes. right now.
Yes. Google knows everything you've ever searched. Google knows.
Let's talk about something awesome.
Everything.
Idea.
Everything. Yes.
Snuggles, are you an idea fan? Idea and abilities or idea... Michael yes. Larson himself, I'm sure you've probably mm-hmm. come cross paths with him at some point.
Mm-hmm.
There's an idea documentary that they're trying to get funded, right? Crush Kill and Idea's mom,
nice.
Kathy.
Yes.
Nice.
And the Son of a Crow Productions, I think they're the ones putting it together. So mm-hmm. they started this Indiegogo campaign just to raise $6,000. I checked it earlier today. It was at like... $7,200
mm-hmm.
by the end of the day or later in the day, it was almost 8,000.
Yeah, so they reached their goal in like a day.
Yeah. yeah.
And there's still 28
there's
days
still 28
left.
Days left.
I'm not sure what they're going to do with the extra one because I'm sure people will continue to contribute. I texted Brady O'Rourke, who's one of the guys who runs Crush Kill with Kathy Idea's mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking him sort of about the details and he didn't know as much as he's like, as Kathy did, but he basically said the guy who's doing this is legit. Like the guy who's the filmmaker.
Is he too legit?
He's too legit to quit. But but Brady, he was really excited about the project and he was really happy about the direction it was going to go. And I told him we were going to talk about it on the podcast and he was appreciative of that. Not that he needs our press anymore.
Not anymore. I contributed to it. I think that's a cool yeah. project that
absolutely
I'd like to see. And the name of it is The World Has No Idea.
Nah, and
that's a very dope, creative
yeah.
title, right?
That's hot.
Yeah,
has a nice ring to it, man.
You want to talk about this new Kanye track? You yes. heard about that, Snuggles?
Banger
all day,
all day,
all day.
Banger! I can't wait till the next time DJ to play that, man. Yeah. Like that's a banger, so like, yeah, definitely.
It's, you know, I gotta tell you, I'm really getting excited for the new Kanye record.
Yeah,
yep.
Really, I'm getting pumped, man. Mm-hmm. And I was sort of in the middle on Yeezus. I didn't love it as much as you did, but mm-hmm. I'm way more excited for this than I was for the
Yeezus fan.
I liked it fine, uh-huh. but I didn't get excited about it. Like
I got you.
And I'm really psyched about this.
He is.
The
I can
shows,
tell.
Man.
And yeah, and the big the Brit Music Awards mm-hmm. where they brought out
yeah.
local celebrity Alan Kingdom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is really exciting.
And I think that was dope for the city too. And I don't know
Absolutely.
Too much about dude,
mm-hmm.
but from what I have heard from the homie Low, DJ, shout out to DJ Low. He's always tried to put me up on him, like, yo, man, listen to Alan, like, yo, listen, he's killing it. Watch, just mm-hmm. waiting. It's like out of nowhere, Twitter mm-hmm. was just, I'm just like, is that fucking that? Wait, yeah. hold on. Let me word? Okay. All right. I see yeah. you. I see you. Like, I was more so amped, like more so like than mad. Like, I was happy for him,
oh,
though. Like, I'm like, hell yeah. Like, even though he's not, I don't think he's originally from here, but it's still dope for the city because he is. He resides here, so, I mean, yeah. he lives here, so, I mean, yeah.
I mean, think about the year that those guys have had. Like, Alan, he started getting his name
yep,
sort of coming
yep.
up.
Best,
and
best
then,
album,
and then,
City Pages.
And then the Spooky Black thing sort of exploded, and then the Standard record came out, and then those guys were touring, selling out shows everywhere, mm-hmm. and now Alan Kingdom is on a track with Kanye West. Like,
right.
that is meteoric.
Meteoric.
That even. Is a meteoric rise
to me,
for
like,
those guys.
Everybody that was on stage, it looked like it was only good music. So that's mm-hmm. why I was like, yeah, yep. that's
the,
big.
Yeah, visually like, that whole performance was
it was really,
really
impressive.
Cool.
Really impressive.
Me and Pete Renz here were talking about that earlier, about I wanted to be one of the guys with the flamethrower. I don't know about you guys. You guys ever shot a flamethrower before?
Was that the only light, or was there
I think that was it, yeah. Well, there was two flamethrowers, and the guys were just like, I don't know. It didn't look like it was going to the music at all, but.
That probably was the only light then. Yeah. Like, oh,
really, that's all you'd need. God. I mean, it was like.
Yeah, that's fly. Then.
I would not want to be that close to a flamethrower.
No, no.
That would amp you up, though, like, that you're that close to, you could get fucked up. That, like, dude,
visually, like, it's super impressive. Yes. But then you think of, like, the Michael Jackson Pepsi commercial, and you're like, oh, man, I would like to not
that's right.
Remember that?
That was all
you want to get your face blown up.
No, no. But they also, they panned to, like, the crowd, if anyone's watched that, and they showed, like, Taylor Swift was getting down to the song.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Oh, yeah.
Lionel Richie, I don't know what he was thinking, but they showed him.
That's live, though.
And
do you think Lionel Richie thought, this song is not easy like a Sunday morning?
No.
I think he looked like he was rocking with it, man. Like, like, big ups again, man. Alan King, that shit
was cool. That's going to be big. Big for him.
They showed it, and then all of a sudden it was like, boom, Twitter.
Yeah.
And, like, every tweet. And then Tip was going through and just retweeting everything about Alan King.
You're talking about Tip.
DJ Tip.
Shout out,
10 eyes. In DJ Tip.
Did you count them?
Yeah, I did. And I tweeted like, Alan Kingdom is the most famous person on Twitter right now because everyone was talking
about
him.
That's cool. I mean, that is huge. I mean, it's to have the kind of exposure. I mean, who knows how long this has been in the works,
right,
like, overnight, like, you know what I mean?
I'm impressed how they were able to keep it quiet. Like, yeah. People talk. Yep. I can't believe no one knew about that.
Or
maybe some people knew about it, and I just didn't know about
Ye's
it. But I feel like I heard
solid,
something.
Man. They
you know,
don't never let anything
word on
out.
The streets is Kanye didn't even know until 5 minutes he went on stage.
He's like, who are you? Alan Kingdom? All right, let's do this.
In the What the Fuck of the Week news.
What the Fuck of the Week news.
Somebody.
That was a new intro, by the way. That was a debut.
Yep. Yeah. Somebody, for some reason, took the Seinfeld theme song and mashed it up with the Limp Bizkit song.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would do that.
It was so stupid when you're like, listen to this. It's cool. It's not cool.
Did I say listen to this? It's cool.
Well, you told me to listen to it. I don't remember if you said it was cool.
I
but
did not
I, maybe,
say it was
maybe
cool.
I was anticipating that you thought it was. Maybe it was the way you told me. It was so stupid.
Yeah, it was basically like the theme.
Nice.
It was the theme for Seinfeld.
Nice.
And then the vocals
it's
from
just
the
one of those days.
From the Limp Bizkit song. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
I don't know if we should. Is it even newsworthy?
Man. No, we should cut this portion out.
Moving on,
maybe
Power
if you
Rangers.
Really like Seinfeld.
That shit was dope.
The Power Rangers
oh my
video,
gosh,
did you see that?
Man.
Actually, I think I learned of that because you reposted
Yo,
it.
Yo, I was on, like, as soon as I seen it, I was like, is this real? Like, or is this just a long-ass trailer, yeah. Like, to get everybody amped, or what's this about? But
it was like, if someone was like, hey, there's this 15-minute Power Rangers movie, I'd be like, I'm not watching that.
Man.
And then everyone on the internet was like, you gotta watch
I'm
this.
I'm telling you, man.
And I did watch it, and it was cool, and Dawson's Creek was in it.
Dawson's Creek was in it, yeah. So Snuggles, are you a fan? Like, as a kid, did you watch Power Rangers come up?
That was, man, after I got home from school, did my homework sometimes, then, like, it would be a lineup. If I remember, at the time, it was, like, Brady Bunch first, then Power Rangers, then after Power Rangers came on, it would be like a couple hours, then Fresh Prince of Bel-Air would come on. No, Simpsons came on before Fresh Prince of Bel-Air at the time, because they were on, it was on NBC, and Simpsons, it was steadily it was still Fox, but yeah, I had the whole lineup, Joe. Like,
pretty well-rounded afternoon you had there.
Yeah, you got to top it off with the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. So I saw this interview with, or not an interview, this the guy that plays the white Power Ranger or green Power Ranger?
Tommy?
He posted some video of himself where he's talking about.
He didn't like it?
He said he didn't like it because, in his own words, he's a PG-13 kind of guy.
I didn't understand what the hell that Ben Affleck was like.
No, isn't that the guy that said he would, like, do an MMA fight?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, what the...
Is it going to be a PG-13 MMA fight?
Right. That shit, man, that blew my mind when he did the response video and whatnot.
He's, Yeah, that was so weird. That was
brutal.
Whatever. So apparently the people who made this approached him whenever they were going to start this. And I'm sure it's like, hey, we're doing this fan-made Power Rangers, you know. And I'm sure he's like, yeah, okay, I hear that every day, you know. And then he turned it down, like, obviously.
He turned it down.
Because it is like an R-rated type.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it was extremely well-made.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Cool. I mean, it must have cost a ton of money to make.
He did a bunch of them, actually, the dude that made that one. Like, he has a couple, like, other ones. He has, like, a realistic one of Venom. Like,
oh, really?
Where he redid it. It's in black and white.
Okay.
And it's, like, legit, like, what you would want to see Venom in a dark movie. Like,
okay.
But, yeah. Yeah.
Like, Spider-Man 3?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm just like, okay, well, sure, they already came out with that. But it's a little bit grimier, so, you know.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, man.
In other news, Jimmy Kimmel. Speaking of mashups, did this. He does this Monday mashup thing, and he brought out the way he said it: Warren and Kenny G. Warren
together.
G and Kenny G together doing Regulate.
It was awesome.
Kenny G killing it on the cello. Is that what it is? What does he play?
It's not a cello.
Not a cello. What is it?
It's like a saxophone, but it's not like
a regular saxophone.
It's like a tenor sax or an alto sax. It's like a different kind of saxophone. It looks like a more like a clarinet than a saxophone, but it is technically a saxophone.
I'm not very
Kenny G 4.0.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I'm not very educated in my wind instruments.
No, clearly
so
not.
I apologize for the mistake.
The cello isn't even a wind instrument. It's a string instrument. Come on,
apples and to apples, whatever.
Yeah, it's not apples to apples.
So, anyways, so Kenny G basically plays his alto saxophone to the Nate Dogg's.
Yeah,
he just plays it.
He just plays it over Nate Dogg's piped in vocals.
Yeah.
Like it's not like he's playing the same notes even. Really.
No.
He's in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think Kenny G knows the words, like all the words to the song?
No.
No, you don't think so?
He looks like a stoner. I don't know.
There's
like
no
he, like
way.
Kenny G looks like he blows good herbs. Like, dude, like really does. Like, fam, like, he
when he's getting his hair done,
so chill, just up there killing it. Fam. Like, it's crazy. He might know all the words. You never know.
You know, I was surprised that song Regulate samples. What artist is that? You guys know?
I just had it. I was just listening to it too.
Michael McDonald.
There
thank
you.
Damn. And this is why we record live.
Was that Mike Shank that came in from the back with that?
Is that Mike Shank? Who said that?
I think it was
Mike Shank.
Shank. Michael McDonald. So when I had you on the show back before you were a co-host of the show, we talked about Warren G's Regulate G Funk era.
Yes, we dedicated an entire show to that album because
we
both loved it so much.
Yeah. There's an interview of Michael McDonald interviewing Warren G.
Yeah.
And they're kind of talking about how, you know, sampling has kind of come to be a second wind for these older artists, you know what I mean, and royalties and whatnot. And that was pretty cool. I like that they can recognize that. What are you looking at?
What? I'm reviewing.
Stop
you,
looking at my
you
screen.
Gotta stop putting me,
you kept this all
you
out,
gotta
okay,
stop
yeah.
putting me in charge of the
I can't
levels,
do two things at once.
Because I'm terrible at this. And I'm always worried that we're gonna be peaking or we're gonna be too low.
Peaking chicken.
And then they're gonna be like, well, John, you ruined the show.
Well,
you know?
I'm doing a good job of that.
Well, just tell me if someone needs to be turned up or not.
Understood.
All right.
Keep going.
We're just
going to
keep doing
you
it.
Can't anymore.
That's a good impression.
Yeah, I like it.
You want to talk wrestling news?
Yes. Is it time for wrestling news already?
Wrestling news.
Oh, my favorite segment of the week.
Everybody's
Snuggles,
wrestling.
I don't know if you know this, but we started doing a one-off. We had like one bit of wrestling news one time, like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And it was funny. It was a good bit. And people started coming up to me. They were like, oh, your wrestling bit was kind of funny. So now we have incorporated a bit of wrestling news into
every
week's
episode. Yeah.
Show.
Okay.
Is there wrestling fans here? Anyone fans of wrestling?
None.
Oh, man.
And the crowd laid
my
silent.
Heart's I bet Mike Shank's a wrestling fan.
Mike
He's
Shank
just hiding
is.
In the back.
Cold, none,
Mike Shank.
Nobody stole nothing.
Mike Shank is a closet Michael McDonald wrestling fan.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, man.
Totally.
Okay.
So what do you got?
Wrestling news for the week. Well, I had a bit of wrestling news, which was just a sort of throwaway item on the WWE Network. which I don't know if anyone's familiar with the WWE Network, yeah. but it's
Snuggles is
awesome. And it turned 1 year old, which is impressive. 1 year old earlier this week. And they're over 1 million subscribers, which we covered. Which
including
is
you.
But in the most wrestling-y wrestling thing of all time, WWE put together a video of all the wrestlers singing happy birthday to the WWE. Not even a thing. Singing happy birthday to a computer application. And then they also brought out a cake. Like
Who's gonna eat?
Who's gonna eat the cake?
Who's
gonna
eat cake? Who's that for?
Who's gonna blow out the candles?
Yeah, it was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, that created it.
That was gonna be the bit of wrestling news, which is absurd in itself. But right before I left today, I found a way better piece of wrestling news that is way more relevant to us.
Mm-hmm.
The city of Minneapolis announced that they are going to be bidding to try and get WrestleMania. Here in Minneapolis,
the fuck out.
At the new Viking Stadium.
Yo, shit's finna hit the fan as soon as we get the damn stadium.
Because
man,
they got the Super Bowl. I think it was 2017. Yep. They got the NCAA tournament, the Final Four in 2016. They're trying to get or 2018 or something, and they're trying to get in the first year of the stadium WrestleMania.
Prince has already talked about doing a series of concerts too.
Really?
Already. I was just like,
that'd be big.
That's just crazy.
They could combine.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Prince-a-mania.
Yo, like, I would go to that. I would go.
Prince is going to throw a chair at somebody.
I think we're breaking that news.
Breaking news.
No other podcast is talking about Minneapolis getting WrestleMania.
I bet some wrestling podcast out there is.
Maybe.
Right.
But, I mean, it was just announced this afternoon. You think they record before we do?
Nobody does.
Nope.
Nobody broke
that news in the podcast.
Breaking news early.
We could tag it. And that's a Thank You, Rob exclusive.
Snuggles, can you give us like a breaking news sound bite there? Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Thank you for that.
Word.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So, Snuggles, do you follow wrestling at all?
Not now. Back in when it was WWF.
Right.
That's when I was a fan. Like
the heyday.
Yeah. Yes. Then once really like Stone Cold and The Rock and Mankind and all them was like done, I was like, it's cool. But I'll still like chip in here and there before like to check on like the Undertaker and Kane and shit. But then I found out Kane took off his mask. Yeah. I'm like, well, that's
he's not
lame.
Even. Yeah,
like,
he's
like,
not,
dude, like, yeah. Uh-uh.
He's not intimidating
the
anymore.
Game's
he just
changed.
Looks like a regular dude.
Just, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, it's weird to see like all the guys who are still there. Mm-hmm. Like the Undertaker has got to be 100 years old. But he's coming
dead.
Back to wrestle at this year's WrestleMania again.
He's dead.
He hasn't wrestled since last year's
WrestleMania. Is Paul Bearer going to be with him?
Paul Bearer actually is dead.
Paul Bearer, dude. Yeah.
Is actually dead in the ground.
He's a creep me
I got a buddy that would impersonate him very well.
Oh, my Undertaker.
He's so creepy, dude. Like, he just walk out weird with him. Like,
just white. Just that white pancake makeup on.
Like, I hate to be so morbid, but like, when he passed away at his funeral, do you think he obviously looked the same?
Yeah, he was
and
real pale.
A lot of people at the funeral were like, I feel like we've been here before. Yeah. Like we've done this.
Man.
That's harsh on Paul Bearer.
It is. Rest in peace, Paul.
Paul. Percy Pringle.
Yeah, let's – before we end the segment here, we should – or this first half, we should recap this. So, Snuggles, we've been doing this – the best worst rapper bracket for the past 11
weeks. You can see the
weeks.
Actual bracket over there every week.
I was looking
week.
At it first. I didn't want to say anything, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah, and the final round came down to 2 Chainz and Waka Flocka as the worst rappers. Now, this is what the listeners voted on
by the people.
Yep. This
we
is the
didn't
people.
Make these decisions.
Oh, my God.
Are you a fan of either?
I can tolerate 2 Chainz. A lot more than Waka.
So your vote would be for Waka Flocka as the worst of the two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did the people agree with him?
The people did not agree with him. The people
2 Chainz.
2 Chainz is 2 funny. Chainz. Like, I mean, he says some dumb shit, but he's he's funny. Like, it's like sometimes, like, I laugh. It's weird.
Right.
What up, Stove?
My Stove deserves a shout out. I'm
what
like,
up,
what up, Stove?
Lil B's
up
there.
The problem,
man.
Yeah, I couldn't. I really thought Lil B was going to make a run. And then I think people felt bad for Lil B.
Bullshit.
And then I realized over the course of this contest, we realized the level of active dislike, active hatred for 2 Chainz was, I think, more than we had anticipated.
It was pretty dominant, yeah. People, and obviously, I
mean, he soared through. He beat Shaq in the first round, which was sort of a cakewalk. He beat Soulja Boy in the second round.
Why is Shaq even on?
He beat Rich Homie Quan in the third round.
Oh my gosh.
And then
he took out
Waka Flocka in the championship.
Oh my gosh. I don't even like Rich Homie is dumpster juice. I like
dumpster juice.
I can't
nice.
Know. Gucci, Gucci is irritating, but he's dope. It's still Gucci. It's
Waka Flocka had a I think a tougher path. Waka Flocka had to beat Lil B, Bizarre, and Gucci Mane to get to the finals.
Oh my gosh. Right. Bizarre? No. Yeah.
Well, it's been a bumpy road. You know, it has. To the final round, but yeah. It was a slobber knocker.
Mm. It was a real barn burner.
And a barn burner.
Real barn burner.
Yeah. Mano y mano. And, mm-hmm. and this is the results here, people.
So congratulations to 2 Chainz.
Yep.
Bam.
His award is in the mail.
Yep, in the mail.
I don't know what it is yet.
It's a third chain.
Or maybe it's a hand that pops out and snatches one of the chains.
Now you are one chain. Deal with
combat
it.
Combat styles, hope so.
Maybe we make it change his name back to Titty Boy.
Yeah. Oh, I only got one chain left, I guess.
I guess I'm back, Titty Boy
back
again.
To Titty Boy. All right, well, let's take a break here, Snuggles. Is that cool? We'll come back and we'll
talk about you.
We'll talk about
word.
You. All about you.
I think you should get more producers on this, or DJs. DJs don't talk much, but, it'd be cool to hear.
What
like
is with this guy? Doesn't he know he'd look a lot better with a Brims and Tongues hat on? Or maybe even some Tongues in his shoes? Or just a Brims and Tongues t-shirt? If he had any idea, I would direct him to brimsandtongues.com and have him check out the web store and maybe get a new shirt or something. Anything would help. Only at brimsandtongues.com.
And we're back on the podcast. Here we are again, making up jingles, jingles, jingles. DJ Snuggles.
I
got to plug our sponsor here, the Brims and Tongues.
Nice.
Official sponsors of the Thank You Rob podcast. Right now, you could go to brimsandtongues.com or thankyourob.com and click the Brims and Tongues link.
Yep.
And you can get there's a coupon code, Thank You Rob 20, to save 20% off of this. The Brims and Tongues backpack.
Oh, that's
hidden. See this? Aztec backpack.
I got some tongues.
Anyone out there want to take a look at that? You see this guy? 20% off. Thank You Rob 20, brimsandtongues.com. Pete Rentz, you see that? See that? Yeah.
How much is that, man?
There's a hat to match.
A hat to match.
Aztec hat. It's a strap back.
Yeah, nice little strap back. Aztec backpack hat to match. Man, that's a lot. You could turn that into a song.
Yeah. You wanna?
Well, no, but I bet we could.
Well, yeah. If we took the time to.
Well, yeah.
You know, if we took the time, we could probably make a song about dirty sidewalks too.
Why would we do that?
I'm just saying.
It was like, was that the first thing you saw?
Yeah.
Did you just brick Tamlin that?
I literally did.
Brick Tamlin.
Well, shout out to Brims and Tongues for sponsoring the podcast and the show here.
Yes, absolutely.
DJ Snuggles.
Yes.
Snick Snuggles.
Yay, yay.
That was me doing the beatbox. That wasn't beatbox. It was whatever the hell it is.
That was the sizzle.
The sizzle?
Yeah.
The sizzle? That's what you call it?
Yeah, that was the sizzle scratch.
Well, here, normally we do this thing called the high five here, 5 questions.
Okay.
Right? But I'm going to start it off because I heard that you were a fan of Yeezus.
Yeah.
So this is a new thing. Maybe I can do this every week. The Kanye West question of the week.
Okay.
And that is, did you ever ask your bitch for other bitches? You don't have to answer that.
You know what you should have asked?
Hey.
What's on the Watch the Throne? He's like, or is that the same line where he said, did you ever have sex with a pharaoh? Put the pussy in a sarcophagus?
Yeah.
You should ask them if they have sex with a pharaoh.
That was a dope.
There's the next week's question.
That's next week's question.
We just had an on-air meeting.
On-air production meeting over.
Yeah. The high five.
Adjourned.
High five.
You want to start it off?
Let's start it off.
Real proper.
There you go.
So these are these are random questions not related to anything.
Okay.
Just could be out there. So just open your mind.
But it is perfect. Really, we're gonna dig into DJ Snuggles.
Who you are as a person.
Okay.
All right. So if you could be a member of any television family, like any TV family, what family would it be?
Good question.
Ooh.
Now we know that you went home and watched The Brady Bunch.
Yeah, nah.
And you also watched
The
Fresh Prince.
Right, right.
And you also watched Power Rangers. I don't know if there was any The Simpsons.
What is her last name on Weeds? Nancy.
I don't know.
I can't remember her name. Their fan. It's Nancy Botwin. Yeah,
Botwin,
yeah,
there
Botwin.
You go. That, yeah, yeah.
I'd love to be a part of the Botwin family.
Yeah.
The Walter White business. That family. That would
the
be
white,
yeah.
White family,
the White family. who else? Shit. Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
I'm noticing a trend there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like them more so those shows or whatnot. But, yeah, either that or part of the Martin Lawrence family off of the movie. I mean, off the TV
show
Martin. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those three. Yeah.
All right, good answers.
Yeah.
Good answers.
I like it.
So either Snuggles wants to be a part of a family that does business under
drugs.
The table.
Yes. Yes.
It might be a little shady, but they're doing it for the right reasons.
Right. Get into shit.
All right. My question to you, sir.
Yo.
What is something that not a lot of people know about you, but you wish more people did know about you?
I'm scared to death of squirrels.
Squirrels?
Oh, I don't fuck with squirrels.
Really?
Man. Oh, I hate them. I hate them. I hate. Oh. They are the creepiest rodents in the whole, like, oh, I hate those fuckers, man.
All right, given that, follow-up question.
All right.
Why?
They're just creepy, man.
Was there some incident that happened?
In the city, like, in Minneapolis, man, there were some big-ass fucking squirrels like that. Oh, like, nowadays they're eating trash and shit, whatever's in the sewer or whatnot, but... Yeah, that's they're big as fuck, and they're just around the trash can, just like Debo style, just like waiting for you to throw away shit. Like it's just weird as shit. But yeah, that and condiments, man. I don't eat any type of sauces. I don't
like ketchup.
Nothing, huh?
Fuck all that shit.
Every
wow.
single.
Yeah.
What about like if
gross.
You had a salad? Like would
it's
you eat
the
a salad?
Driest. Like I have the hardest time eating salads because like. With the fork, like there's nothing holding it together. Like
no,
I have
you're
to,
just
it's
eating
so
lettuce.
Slow. This all the toppings
so
and
it's
shit.
Like in
yeah.
the, what if it's like mixed into something, like in a recipe or something like that?
Is it saucy?
Well, I don't.
I can't
I don't know.
Know.
I didn't pick a specific recipe, but if it's got the sauce in there, you won't do it.
I
huh?
can't do it.
What
man.
About something that's not necessarily a condiment, but like is made like. Melted cheese, like nacho cheese.
Yeah. Oh,
would
yeah,
you
yeah.
dip your chips in
okay.
some nacho
yep.
cheese? That's fine.
Yep, that's fine.
But,
that's
like, I don't know that would be classified as a condiment, though.
Nacho cheese?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Depends. It depends.
Like,
yeah,
but if you poured
yeah.
the nacho cheese on something, then it's a condiment.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I guess it depends on your definition of condiment.
Right.
But, like, Alfredo.
You want to eat?
Hell,
no white
so
sauce.
Gross.
What about red sauce? Will you eat spaghetti sauce? Like, red sauce? Will you eat pizza?
Yes,
I eat
pizza.
But
okay. burgers
now,
and such, yeah, everything is dry.
Yeah, but wow. on a pizza, that's not considered a condiment.
No,
true.
It's part,
true.
Of, that's
pizza.
Part
of the pizza,
yeah.
right? So
that's an odd distinction, though.
My tacos are just meat, cheese, and tortilla
just
in
dry.
Lettuce. Yes. Like,
no
wow.
sour cream
no.
on here. No taco
oh,
sauce.
Sour cream is so gross.
Snuggles, I don't know if you caught wind of this, but today I ate tacos for the fifth day in a row.
Yeah.
Five consecutive
days. I'm almost at the point of like, how long can I keep this going?
Yeah. It's okay. Like, all right.
I think you should check into the Guinness Book of World Records the how many consecutive days eating a taco. Like, what's the record?
I should look that up.
I bet there are people who've worked at like taco restaurants for 20 years, though, and they probably eat a taco every day.
Right. Right.
Yeesh.
Maybe
why don't you
not, though.
Ask your question in there, and I'm gonna do
you
a little
Google,
research.
You Google up. All right. If you were a box of cereal, what kind of cereal would you be?
Cap'n Crunch, peanut butter.
Peanut butter crunch?
Yeah, peanut butter.
Wow,
Cap'n
you didn't
was
even,
ready
that
for
was,
that.
Boom.
Peanut butter, yeah.
Peanut butter crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, milk's not a condiment, right?
No, like I rock with it. Only in the winter. Like, in the summertime, I don't drink milk at all.
But on cereal, you have it?
I don't eat cereal at all in the summer at all, yeah.
That's
That's also an odd distinction.
It's weird. Like, it's weird.
I refuse to eat cereal in the summer.
It has to be cold, like a cold day or cold.
But it's not like it's like oatmeal. Like, I get that if, like, I won't eat oatmeal except when it's cold. But, okay, like, this is cold cereal, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, we're learning very interesting things about you.
I'm a weirdo. That's all.
Well, I think to find the record for consecutive days eating tacos, it'd take a little research.
I think it
here.
Might take a little more than the 10 seconds.
That's a
that
pretty
we have
broad search.
Questions.
I just did a Google search for taco eating record consecutive days, and you'd think that would cut it, but
no.
Google's
you know,
too good.
I blame Snuggles because he was way too quick to the draw with that cereal.
I need more time.
On point. Bam.
Kill some time. Kill some time. Answer.
Yeah, man, that's always been a favorite since
Peanut Butter Crunch.
Yeah,
peanut butter crunch. On a similar note, cereal news: Lucky Charms chocolate Lucky Charms with clovers.
Ooh.
Or
it's the St. Patrick's Day edition.
St. Patrick's Day edition is out.
That's kind of tight.
And I sent John a picture because we got a box and I opened it up and it looked like there was a ton of more marshmallows for the cereal lover, for the kid in you,
mm-hmm.
right? But nice. As it turns out, I think that actually just kind of, they must have worked their way to the top of the box. Because as I've dug my way down.
There was no marshmallows.
Yeah.
And people can now hear that this is how Rob and I choose to spend our free time. Texting each other pictures of cereal.
Cereal, yeah, yeah.
Wowzers. We need new hobbies.
DJ Snuggles, if you had a time machine, where would you go? Gonna go back in time. Or the future.
Or the future?
Or the
60s,
future.
Like, free love type era, yeah.
Did it go to Woodstock?
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yes, definitely. Yeah, like, yeah, 60s or 70s, like, I try to go back to that time, yeah.
I just had this vision of, like, Woodstock going on, and then Snuggles jumping on stage and, like, beatboxing.
Man!
People's fucking heads exploding.
My gosh, I wonder,
like,
who was doing
happening?
That shit then. Like, oh.
They think Jimi Hendrix killing that guitar.
No one would talk about the Hendrix National Anthem anymore. They would be talking about Snuggles and his beatbox.
Hot tub time machine shit. Just go back and change shit up. Straight up.
Oh, man.
Are you a fan of that era of music?
Yeah.
60s?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, all out. I'm more so, I listen to a lot of, like, slower, like, R&B, like, mellow, old school, soul.
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, like, this chill shit I can smoke out to, man.
Nice.
Like, yeah. Like,
I'm a fan
shit.
As
yeah.
well. Mm-hmm. Did you know that the Woodstock Festival, that the original Woodstock was filmed, and Martin Scorsese was one of the film crew?
Word.
A young Marty
young
Scorsese.
Marty.
Marty still has that.
Wait
footage,
a minute.
Yo.
There was some correlation there because Marty, Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
And man. We've
time
machine
we've come full
travel.
Circle. Hey, right there. Yep.
That's the kind of shit that happens on the Thank You Rob podcast.
And only on the Thank You Rob podcast. Yeah. All right. Last question of the high five.
High five.
All right. I like this question because I feel like this is how people bare their souls with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a fan of anyone's music that you are ashamed to tell people about? Like, do you have any guilty pleasures when it comes to music?
Good question.
Oh, man. I got a lot of them, though. Like, dude. Oh, man.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, I can't know. Yo, you don't like you don't like Justin Timberlake?
I wouldn't say Timberlake, sir.
Oh, okay. All right, for sure. For sure. No, he's cold.
I wouldn't be embarrassed to admit to JT. But if you are, it's cool. That's cool.
ABBA?
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
The Dancing Queen?
Yeah. ABBA? Oh, dude, Dancing that is such a queen. Bang. Like, there's been so many times I've wanted to drop that at, like, hip-hop shows, mm-hmm. but... they're just
It'd
not
like
that
the,
old, like,
people aren't ready for it.
Open-minded, like, man, like, yeah, it's...
Maybe we just need to remix it. Maybe that's all it's waiting for is,
maybe.
Like, a modern version of Dancing Queen.
It'd be like the needle screeching across the record and the dance floor just, like...
Straight up.
Fuck
yeah.
this, we're out of here.
Yeah, ABBA...
This party is over.
I fucks with Taylor Swift. She kind of tight.
Mm. T-Swift,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, she kinda, yeah.
I think someone else said Taylor
she kinda
Swift,
tight.
Too.
Yeah, someone did.
I don't remember who it was anymore.
Right.
Yeah, she's doing it.
She's a popular guilty pleasure, I think.
Yeah.
For people.
Oh, yeah, fucking, I mean, Iggy Azalea, she got some cold shit. Like, she's not the best rapper at all, mm-hmm. but when she's on point and the beat is on point, like, it sounds kind of cold. Like, her earlier shit is way better than what she's putting out now, because it, all the shit now sounds like sort of poppy to me, like right. pop with rap. But her older shit with her spitting, like, it's tight. Mm-hmm. It's definitely dope. But yeah,
I can't say that I've heard much by her.
No, I've actively tried to avoid Iggy Azalea. Yeah. Maybe I should get, maybe on your recommendation, I'll give her a second chance.
Any Iggy Azalea fans out here tonight?
None.
No, I don't.
Negative. No, hell no.
I just heard booed. Somebody just booed.
I think that was the lowest we've ever sunk on Guilty Pleasures.
Oh, man.
Congratulations.
Straight up. Well, oh, DJ awesome. Snuggles,
yo.
Part of you're affiliated with Soul Tools Entertainment.
Yes, sir. Right? Soul Tools.
Beatbox, vocal percussion, DJ. He's good with his hands.
Yaper.
He's quick with his hands.
The whole
right?
nine. The whole
Fashion's nine. On point.
Oh, man.
Sound bites. Impressions.
Yeah.
Commercials.
You just wrapped up a Best Buy commercial yesterday.
Yeah. Are we allowed to say that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're
did
all
we just
good.
Break
no.
the news?
No, you're definitely
Breaking
good, bro.
News.
And this is not your first foray into the commercial world. You've done some other stuff. You did. You were saying last year for Microsoft?
Yep, Microsoft. We shot it at the Microsoft store in the Mall of America. Had Apple just right across the hallway, just looking out the window and shit. Like, it was pretty tight, like, but... Yeah, that was a lot. That was a blessing, man.
Getting that Microsoft money.
Yaper.
So you do the beatboxing, you do the DJing, you do the production.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite? What do you like to do the best?
Beatbox first, DJ second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hands down. Beatbox first.
John and I were watching the video of, because you were tour. Did you tour with Brother Ali?
Yeah, I was on tour with Ali for a solid 4.5 years.
Shit.
Yeah, 4.5 years Shit. Off and on. But like before we got to the touring aspect, like it would just be random when he would hit me up, like, and it would be like tough times, and then out of nowhere, I'm just like, oh shit, he's called. Oh shit. All right, hold on. All right. Here we go. Hello.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, but.
Oh, be cool.
All right, you know, hold on. I got to. He's like.
Hold on, Brother Ali's calling me right now.
Right. And it was weird, like, because I'd be. I would. When he first started, like, to hit me up, I think I was, like, 16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just won Scribble Jam, too, at the time. And it was just a random call, like, yo, what's up? How you doing? What you got going on? Are you available to do a show? I'm like, hell yeah, I'm available to do a show, bro. Like,
did you say to him, ain't you Brother Ali?
Right. Like, hell yeah. Like, but it was always love, man. But, yeah. Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, we were watching some videos of you guys on tour. I'm trying to remember if this was it was a show in like Seattle or somewhere like that.
Ooh.
Where they caught a thing where you were DJing, then he pulled you out and you were beatboxing and he was rapping. It was very cool.
Very cool.
Thank you.
So and we watched your commercial for the was it the tour with the Grouch?
Oh man, yeah. Dude, I was so mad about that because we did the commercial for it to promote the tour, then literally maybe like a week and a half later, I got so damn sick, like, and it was like, what was it? I had ulcers in my stomach, and like I could I couldn't even walk, and knowing I had to go on stage and beatbox, so like I was just hurt. Like, I missed my flight for the first show, and I ended up not even be able to go on tour. That was like.
So the commercial was the extent
of
your.
Like, I was hot. Like, oh, I was so. And that was the, like, majority of the West Coast, too. So I was just like, yo, this is going to be a good look. And then out of nowhere, just like, bam, I had to go to the hospital. I was in that bitch forever. Like, oh, it was so weak, man. It was so weak. I hate that time.
You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather.
Man, you know? I was ready.
Somehow that applies.
Man,
shit. So, was that the end of the touring with them then, or? You kind of go back and forth, or what?
After that, it was because he a little bit felt like I was trying to play him, which was not the case at all. Like. Yeah, I'm gonna flake out on over 4K maybe and fucking exposure. out this world, like, and being able to say, yo, I toured with you guys or whatnot. Right. Like, I'm just going to blow that off for nothing. Like, so it was, I was hurt because of that, man, a little bit. But, you know, it is what it is. We grow from it. And
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and not to keep, you know, talking about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a Brother Ali song on his latest album, Stop the Press.
Mm-hmm.
Is he referring to you?
Yes,
there?
He is.
Oh, shit.
Yes, he is. And when we had met up.
Are you guys cool now, though?
I mean, well, it's not when like we met up, he had told me, he's like, yeah, I mean, on my new project, yeah, I came at you. I'm like, oh, all right. But that was just the extent of it. Then when I heard it, a homie had hit me up, Hooks. He's like, yo, man, this, yo, you need to listen to this. Like, it's in the third. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I check it out, and I'm just like, whoa, fuck you, bro. Like, but it is what it is, man. Mm-hmm.
So you're not coming back at
you? No, shout out to Ali. You do what you do, man. Yeah. Hey, you felt the need
let's
do it.
No,
hey,
let's feel this.
Ass. Yeah,
let's feel this.
I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm instigating right now.
I respect. No, because they – without Rhyme Stairs, I don't think I would have been able to go certain places and do certain shows and stuff. So they did help me. Like, I would
they
never knock
some
that,
doors
man.
For
like,
sure.
Fuck
absolutely.
Yeah, they did. Like, so, yeah, shout out to them for that. Hell yeah.
So what are you working on right now? You got something coming up here next, is it next month? Next
yeah.
That beat.
Yeah, sir, That Beat 3, the third installment to my EP series entitled That Beat. First and the second one was pretty dope. The first one, that was the one with had the joint with Mally Hot Sauce and one with Sean Anonymous Wait, which did
You guys did a good video, a really nice
video
for that.
Man,
thank
too.
You.
And
thank
that
you.
Was done by, what's his name?
Dave.
Dave, yeah.
Yep.
He, it's like a love story. This is what I took from it, right? The video itself is like a love story between humans and like the two bikes too, right?
Yeah. Yep.
That's a very cool video, man. I dig that.
Ghost riding the bike.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking, man, I've done music videos before. I can only imagine how many times it took to get shots of that bike riding on its own.
Yeah. He, Sean, he broke his bike.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For that video, I was just like, dude, more power to you, man. Like, hey, dope shit. You know?
And I don't know Sean Anonymous all that well, but he looks like someone who rides a bike for transportation.
Yo,
really bummed him out.
He was all over the place on that young bike, man, when he was riding the bike.
But I bet he was bummed.
What can you tell us about That Beat 3?
The lead single is titled Drink, featuring McLon, Meta, and Manchita from Girl Party.
Nice. Yeah,
that's a hell of a lineup.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah. She dropped like the law from her
name.
Right?
Yeah,
that's
why I had to be like, Manchita, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah,
she's
yeah.
one of my favorites. I love what she does.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's a really exciting lineup.
Yeah, man.
If you talk to McLon, tell him to do the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you, man.
Just throw the vibes out there. Be like, the podcast was a good experience. It was cool. Like, these guys
aren't
weird.
And here's the thing, Snuggles. I've been talking to him for, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
I think and it's like, yeah, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. There's no hate or anything.
He's very
busy.
Well, especially
since
the new Doomtree record just came out.
Yeah. But this isn't about them. This is about Snuggles over here.
Yo, Doomtree was the first crew after I did my first show at First Ave, like, ever on the scene, Doomtree was the first crew to actually give me that cosign next to Toki to be like, yo, Snuggs is tight. And I think it was like the third blowout when they had like the carnival at First Ave, where they had like different stations and people doing different shit all around the main room, and yeah, they put me on with that, and it was pretty dope, man. Shout out to Doomtree.
That's all it takes, someone to give you a chance, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
And you know what, Snuggles, the first time I saw you was on the news. I think it was like Fox 9 Morning News or something.
Was it for the hip-hop fest?
For the hip-hop,
Nice.
Which I think, that was the one at First Ave, right?
Yep.
And I think we played that. We used to have a crew thing, we had some guys, and we opened up the show where there was like 10 people there.
That was the celebration of hip hop.
Celebration of hip hop.
Yeah.
I remember.
And we opened up
That's
like
live,
10 people
bro.
There. It was, yeah, it was interesting.
That's but, live, yeah. man. Yeah. Shoot.
But that's cool, man. That's mm-hmm. why I was like, you got a great name.
Thank you, yeah. man. Thank you.
So you're from Minneapolis.
Southside.
Born and raised.
Yes, sir.
Family from there, too? Your parents?
Southside, yep. Still Minneapolis. Pops, we got family on the Detroit end and Ohio, West Virginia, Cali now, just all over.
All around.
Seattle, too, now. Yep.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You get around and visit them, too?
A little bit. I'm getting ready to go to Seattle late May or whatnot, just mm-hmm. Venture out or whatnot, see what's going on with the venues and such, and also visit my uncle that lived there. So.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
That helps.
Yeah, you know.
A couch to crash on.
Exactly. Right. Like, oh, I don't got to do a hotel. Oh, okay, cool.
There
Let's
you go.
That. Yeah. Hell yeah.
So growing up in South Minneapolis, mm-hmm. what inspired you to want to make music? What brought you to that?
It's just been in me to be active in the music world doing something, man, mm-hmm. But actually doing something, whether it was playing an instrument for somebody, because I played 3 different instruments, or singing in a choir or so.
Did you ever play the cello?
No, I don't know how to play the cello, man.
it takes a lot of breath control.
Sure, there's a lot of talk about. You know, what I'm interested in, I mean, you have, your beatboxing skill is, world class, you know?
Thank you.
At what point did you realize, oh, I got something here? This is.
10. When I was 10. Just at the crib, just lounging around and playing around, and out of nowhere, because I used to beat on the table a lot at first, mm-hmm. and somehow that transferred to my mouth at around that age.
Did you see someone else doing beatboxing and be like, I can do that? Or did it just sort of come to you?
I didn't see it until Rozelle did this Twix commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I might have been 12 then. Mm-hmm. When that, it started to air, and then I was like, yo, that's the first time I've ever seen it, on that level. Yeah. So that he was really, my first main reference, mm-hmm. To be like, yo, he just did, four
there
different.
There are people who can do this.
Exactly.
This guy does this for a living. Mm-hmm, maybe mm-hmm. I can do this.
And I've heard, that's awesome. I did hear people play around, mm-hmm. with the basic, kick and the snare, mm-hmm. The classic hip-hop yeah. way, but Rozelle
with the scratches
yeah,
and the yeah
it's like he's doing
oh, man.
A high pitch with a yep. snare, a kick drum.
I remember being at a party and someone playing All I Know.
Ooh.
And my head exploded. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the mm-hmm. fuck is this?
Yeah,
so
man.
I went, of course, looked up every Rozelle yeah. thing I could mm-hmm. find. I remember just being blown away by how amazing that sort of was.
He's, I guess my most experience I've heard of Rozelle is he did on Everlast, Eat at Whitey's, mm-hmm. a remake of Children's Story.
Mm-hmm.
He did the beat for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever met him? Or?
Yeah, met him twice. Between him and Timbo, Timbo is more so my idol.
Yeah,
that's who I really, really am trying to get to. Mm-hmm. And he beatboxes as well, so
yeah.
But it's not on the Rozelle level. Timbo, he puts it more in his music, in his production, mm-hmm. and that's the route that I like.
Right.
Yeah.
So you want to do that sort of combination,
yeah.
production, beatbox.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yep.
So you were talking a little bit about Scribble Jam. Can you tell us about your experience with that at all? What was the what was that whole thing like?
Nerve-wracking.
What year was that?
'06. Nerve-wracking. The drive down there, I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I was winning battles around the city. I went to a couple other spots out of state, and then more and more people was just talking about, yo, you need to go to Scribble Jam. Yo, you should do Scribble Jam. And mm-hmm. then I went, and we saddled up. We got the crew, and we was just like, yo, we going to do it. We going to enter, and we don't know what – I don't know what to expect, but hey, and I had missed the preliminary round, which was at, it was some club downtown, but Kevin Beecham, I just went up to him and started just going at it, just beatbox. I'm like, yo, I want to do it. I know I missed it, but
let me in.
Yo, mm-hmm. what's up? And yeah. he's just like, come down there, we got you. So mm-hmm. went down there. Got in the battle. It was a good 8 or 9 beatboxers total, just mm-hmm. spread out from Canada to Australia to
Damn.
Boston. Mm-hmm. It was just
worldwide. Oh,
man, it was crazy. Yeah. Like, and I still hadn't seen that many active beatboxers like that on that level, like battling and actual like hitting with sounds, mm-hmm. like with some oomph behind them.
Right.
But
was it intimidating at all to be like, oh man, all these guys are good?
Mm-mm. No.
That's good.
I was all, I was for it. Like,
you're all confident.
I was seeing red. Like, I swear, like, hey, when I heard the first dude, I was like, okay, he's tight. So, I see what level we at right now. Yeah. All right, cool. For sure. All right.
And you're like, I'm going to fucking destroy him.
Yeah, like, I was seeing red. I was on it. I was on it, man.
All of a sudden, he heard Stone Cold Steve Austin theme music. The glass was shattering.
Straight up.
Stomping around with
clapping
his beer.
Beers. Yep. Straight up. Like, I felt like that, man. That's what it was.
No, Snuggles, I don't know if you remember this, but this is the second time you've been on this podcast. If you remember.
Yeah, I did. I coming up them damn stairs at the sound gallery, man. Yeah.
So I felt bad. But I did this interview with Rapper Hooks. This was early in the show.
Yeah.
This was early in the show at the sound gallery, right? Mm-hmm. That's the name of the place?
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but for some reason, the only way to get to the sound gallery, or at least the way that we went in, was through the fire exit stairs up the back, and it's like five stories up.
Man, just recording there and going to parties and such, those stairs are mean, dude. Like,
have you ever been do you drink?
Yeah, I do a little bit here and there.
Yeah. Have you been intoxicated going up or down those stairs?
Down, going down like that. It's, but I like. We went down in the front way, so it wasn't like the We went down the front exit, and freaking the fire escape or whatnot. That's at night, and when it's raining and such. I don't play those games.
People could die.
Yeah, that's
they get hurt.
Yeah, that's one misstep is yeah
it's all over.
It's a wrap.
But you know, if I've learned, Snuggles, I'm 36 years old. I know I might
bullshit,
not look it.
Really?
Yeah, look,
oh, man.
He's young.
Just
he looks
congrats
young.
To you.
When
man,
you hit 36, you could look this good.
Hey, yo, that's what it is. All right, for sure.
When you look back, I remember my younger days when I was a youngin.
Mm-hmm.
And like all this like crazy shit you do, like with drugs and drinking and shit. Like, there's times where you're like, I could have died. Mm, holy shit.
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple of those.
And sometimes you do die. Mm-hmm. And then you can't reminisce.
A little bit. Yeah, you were done just for that time. You were done.
See, I think we're in the perfect three, like, you're at the age where you're like, I could have died. And he's in the age where he's still in, like, the young partying. And I'm exactly in the middle between you guys.
Oh, wow.
Where it's like, I don't,
like,
should
I'm,
I? Don't
I'm
know.
Fading out of the partying / dying and fading into the not dying. And then think about all the times I could have
died.
John,
I've been going to the same party for the past 15 years.
I've been doing it for 30 years.
Well, Snuggles, if God forbid anything were to happen to you walking down those stairs at the sound gallery,
man,
I'm gonna feel really bad.
Oh,
really,
man.
Really.
Oh,
bad.
Oh my gosh, yeah, man. I appreciate
just watch
that,
watch your step.
I will do, will do, will do.
Snuggles, I want to thank you for coming by and doing the show, man.
Oh man, thank you.
So, what's the release date for this? That beat 3.
Yeah, March.
March.
any videos or anything?
Following Drink, after we release the track, I want to shoot the video like early spring, like when the snow is melting or whatnot, like so to have just that. We'll still have a little bit of snow, but it's still tolerable to be outside,
right.
You know. So that's what I'm shooting to shoot. That's what I'm shooting for, to shoot that video.
Gotcha.
Drink. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else you can tell us about the album?
Oh, man.
That you don't want to give away.
You don't want to give away too much.
Yeah.
I'm having fun, just like on the other two, man. That's mm-hmm. all, like.
And is this a free album?
All free. All free EPs. And then after this one, and if I decide to do another one, I'm going to print them all up on a disc and add additional, like, unreleased joints mm-hmm. to it, and that'll be the album.
Nice.
Yaper. But that's all this cool. free stuff, this is just free EPs.
And where can people go to get that?
SoundCloud, my SoundCloud page, DJ Snuggles, or my website, www.djsnuggles.com.
And I found you out there on Twitter.
Yaper.
At It's DJ Snuggles.
Yes, sir.
I followed you today.
My man, I appreciate that. I got you. Yeah, I'm going to follow back.
YouTube, The DJ Snuggles.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Facebook, DJ Snuggles.
Yep.
He's out there.
Any other social media?
Instagram.
Sites you got Instagram?
Yep. It's DJ Snuggles.
It's DJ Snuggles.
Yep.
It's DJ Snuggles.
Snuggles.
I got to remember that because we're going to, after we wrap this up, we got to take a picture.
All right, for sure.
And it's going to hit Instagram.
You'll have to tag him in the Instagram.
Let's do it, man. Hell yes.
Well, thanks, man. I do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to wrap it up. Head over to thankyourob.com.
Yes.
For everything you need and more.
Earthing.
Yeah. There's a link to the podcast page. You can listen to the episode with Rapper Hooks from like almost 2 years ago, I would assume. Yeah. That was a while ago.
Yeah, that was
And at the very end of that episode is a DJ Snuggles beatbox.
Out of breath.
Out of breath, coming up those stairs.
Straight up.
A link to iDefine Design, that's my graphic design work.
Mm-hmm.
A link to johnny?.com.
Yes.
A link to brimsandtongues.com.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh from head to toe.
Brims and Tongues.
A link to Fuzz Talk Radio, our boys down in Mankato.
What up, nuts?
What up, yo?
And Amazon Associates. John, tell them about Amazon Associates.
Amazon Associates is a great program. Amazon is a proud sponsor of the Thank You Rob podcast.
Whether they know it or not.
Whether they know it or not, they are sponsoring us through the Amazon Associates program. So, say you want to buy something on Amazon. Well, you could go to Amazon.com and just buy it, but that doesn't help the Thank You Rob podcast at all.
No, it doesn't.
However, if you went to thankyourob.com, clicked the Amazon Associates link, and then went ahead and purchased whatever it was that you were going to purchase, a small percentage of that sale will come back to the Thank You Rob podcast to help cover the production costs of the show.
Right.
So you know you're going to be buying things on Amazon anyway. Instead of going to Amazon.com, go to thankyourob.com, click the Amazon Associates link. It does not change the price
of
any of your merchandise. You can still use your Amazon Prime. You can still use your any discounts or codes that you might have.
Yep,
you
gift cards.
Exactly. You can still use all that stuff. The only difference is a portion of the sale comes back to Thank You Rob Podcast to help us cover the cost of making the show. It is a really great way to support the program.
Listen, I'm going to guilt the listeners right here. Anyone hearing this right now. John has a baby.
I do.
You and your wife have a baby. I have two kids.
Yep.
Basically, if you're buying something on Amazon and not using the Amazon Associates link from thankyourob.com, you're taking food off of the table of our own kids. Mm. I'm pounding my hand and my fist. I don't know if you can hear that.
My kid just started eating food, like
you need
like
that?
Fruits.
I mean,
and that shit is expensive because I can't just like buy fruits and mash them up myself. Like I got to buy them at the kids section of Target. You know what I'm saying?
Right off the shelf.
Right off the shelf. And that costs. So help my kid eat some pears and some apples and some mashed up bananas.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks again, Snuggles, for doing this, man. Appreciate it. I'm going to wrap it up with handshakes and high fives. Johnny, any last words?
I got nothing.
Snuggles, could you drop a beat over there? Something that could segue into this last song that you brought us.
Dance party.
How is he doing this?
That's amazing.
Oh, nice. Thanks, man.
Thank you, man. Calculating mass. Thrusters are operational. DJ Snuggles and Q-Math, Beatbox, Beatbox.